The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good that we may do your will, and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Hi. Let's see. Today we're talking about belonging. And one of the things that is in today's readings is about sheep belonging, because Jesus calls us his sheep and we belong to his flock. Now, sometimes when you have livestock and they get lost, how do they know whose they are? Anyone know? Well, when cattle are a few months old, they're branded. Now, I don't want to think about this too much, but when a calf is branded, they put an iron in the fire, and they put the mark of the owner in the bottom, their bottom. And so what happens is they're behind, and it burns the mark into their flesh. It sounds very painful. Actually, it probably hurts a lot. But when sheep are branded with paint. And what they do is they take the branding, it's still called a branding iron, but they dip it in this special paint, and they brand the sheep on their wool, on their outside. So we've been branded. Yes?
One time I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean, the Curse of the Black Pearl, and Mexico, like, picked up an iron sword and used it on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not quite the branding we're talking about, but yes, it was a hot sword. But we've been branded. Now, we weren't branded with a branding iron that was in the fire. I guess it kind of was, but it's a spiritual fire. So when we were baptized, we were branded with water and the word. And most people, when they're baptized, they are also branded with oil. And on your forehead, you're branded with a cross. This means that you belong to Jesus forever. Now, I brought a couple pictures of branding irons so we could all see what they look like. Maybe. This one is a, can you tell? It's backwards because it's an R. I should turn to this way, too. Yeah, I'll give you one in a second, okay? And this one, what's this one? What's that one?
Star.
And this one, is a cross. So we've all been branded. Okay, would you like to take it? So, when the truth of this is that we can never be lost. We can never be lost because God knows us and we are marked. And even if we ever get lost, God can find us because his mark is upon us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we have a shepherd who knows our name. Help us to follow you when you call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I think we have Sunday school today. And perhaps there's a Bible up on the altar. Maybe not. Well, Cameron, can you lead the group out?
A reading from Acts. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 23 responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures, and leads me beside still waters.
He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake.
Though I walk, comfort me.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I've told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Today we have the truth spoken plainly, so even that we can understand. Jesus says, the Father and I are one. There you have it. The secret's out. Jesus is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ. Jesus is responding to devout Jews who'd gathered at the temple for the Festival of Lights. We know this as Hanukkah, on the portico of Solomon. Now, Solomon, as you remember, was the king, but he was also wise and a great judge. So the portico of Solomon is the place of judgment where kings would announce their judgments and exercise justice. So if there was ever double meaning in this scene that's taking place, this is it. Jesus, the true living God and the embodiment of justice, walking through the man-made temple at the place of judgment, stating that he and the Father are one. That is, I am God. And his questioners, devoutly religious Jews, are preparing to stone him. The scene from today's gospel reminds me of a movie some years ago called A Few Good Men. You may remember this scene in the courtroom where Lieutenant Caffey is questioning Colonel Jessup. Lieutenant Caffey says, I want the truth. And Colonel Jessup responds, you can't handle the truth. Jesus, the temple, the ultimate seat of justice, is at the temple and seat of justice, and his truth is rejected. But thankfully, the story doesn't end here. Jesus answered them, I've told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. Probably for most of us here today, I'm taking a guess, we don't really have much personal experience with sheep. Some of us might, I don't know. Sure, we see them at the Del Mar Fair, and that's about the extent of my bonding with a sheep. But today we hear Jesus responding to the Jewish leaders. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. The question for us is, what does it mean for us to belong to Jesus' sheep, to be categorized as sheep, to follow like sheep? On Wednesday at the service, people said, well, I don't know if I want to be a sheep, but you know, all the things that we think about with sheep. When we think about livestock, how do we know livestock belongs to someone? Well, cattle and horses are branded. Then if they're ever lost or stolen, they can be identified and returned to their owner. As I said earlier, sheep too are marked, but sheep are usually marked with paint. And as Jesus' flock, we also are marked. When we were baptized, we were named and claimed as a child of God. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Jesus said, no one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of my Father's hand. No matter what happens, the promise is ours. We cannot be lost or stolen, for we belong to God. About a year ago, I was doing clinical pastoral training at a hospice center locally. One afternoon, one of my patients, the person in my care, asked me, can God find me here in this nursing home? Now I feel goosebumps thinking about that time, because the honesty of his question touched me. Yes, God can find you anywhere, because you belong to God. You are his. It is like there's a thread that's attached between you and God. It's your soul. God can never lose you. Never. We belong to God. Yes, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But what does it mean to follow him? My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they will follow me. It is true that sheep have excellent hearing. I Googled all this because I didn't know much about sheep. They can amplify and pinpoint sounds because their ears can turn around, and they have excellent hearing, and they can bond with their human caretakers. And it is true that they follow. I'm not sure, but it seems like it's something in their DNA that they are taught from the very moments they're born to follow. Now, a few years ago in Turkey, 450 sheep went over a cliff as they proceeded to follow the sheep in front of them. So yes, that kind of does happen. Luckily, the ones that followed them fell on the other ones, and so they didn't die. But the first ones, they had a harsh landing. But what does it mean to follow Jesus? In the 23rd Psalm, we hear, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. For a long time, probably most of my life, I thought this was about me personally. The shepherd will guide me in paths of personal righteousness and will keep me in paths that are straight and narrow. But now I know that this is kingdom of God righteousness. Kingdom of God righteousness. To follow Jesus means to go to the places where Jesus went. To follow Jesus where justice is thin, where the darkness of despair and lack of hope is all around us. It is there that Jesus accompanies us as we take the light of Christ to the darkest of valleys. It is there that the light of Christ needs to be shared. And sometimes this can be our own valleys as well. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I do not believe that this means for me to eat a feast alone while my enemies go hungry. No, we are to feed the hungry even when they are our enemies. And a strange thing happens when you break bread with someone. Christ is present, and the miracle of reconciliation happens. This is part of following Christ, to help reconcile the world that he loves. In Luke and Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells a story about a shepherd who leaves the 99 sheep and goes to find the one that's gone astray. Yes, thankfully, because when a sheep goes off on its own, it's in danger. Sheep's only protection is really in being in the flock, being together. Maybe the predators think this is a big animal when they're all huddled together, but that's their only protection, is to be in the flock. So the shepherd needs to go after that lost sheep. This is the part that the Pharisees didn't understand. God loves all his sheep. He doesn't want them to go outside the flock and be at the mercy of predators. Jesus came to find his lost sheep, all of us, and put his mark on them and us, and claim us forever, to hold us in his hand, and to keep us safe for eternity. Thanks be to God.